Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
It is 10:51. It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC, 317-684-8444. That's our phone number. If you'd like to contribute with your questions, comments, thoughts, whatever's on your mind, with your voicemail.
Hammer is out today, so we figured we'd get to some more voicemails. Remember yesterday, Casey, we did the story about old cell phones?
Yeah.
And I think Daily Mail had people compile a list of their all-time favorite retro cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the things we talked about is how some of the phones back then were a little more solid and sturdy than the cellular telephones today. We mentioned like the bag phone or the block phone. A guy had an experience with one of those old phones years ago and really kind of supported what we had said.
So my comment onto your cell phone topic is that the Razr is an incredible phone. I do agree with that. I had one that got dropped in the parking lot of a bar once, was ran over by a car, and the top half of the screen separated from the bottom half that held the keypad and the battery. I was still able to make and receive phone calls, and I basically just had a little brick with phone. Couldn't tell who was calling me till I said hello, but it still functioned 100% perfectly.
So yesterday, I wrote an article at WIBC.com, the side piece, and it is how Hoosiers break their phones most often. And the number one is dropping it while you're taking it out of your purse or your pocket. But do you know one of the more common ways that people break their phone?
How?
Razr or iPhone, whatever it is you're using.
Yep.
Dropping it in the toilet.
You know, I always have that fear. Do you have that fear? You use the toilet different than I do. So
yes.
It's probably, it would be harder for you to do that. I bet that would mostly be men then that would drop the cell phone in the toilet.
Right into the toilet. 8% of people do that. That's how they ruin their phone.
Kevin, do you have that fear? I mean, that fear cripples me when I use the urinal that it's going to happen.
I sometimes have that fear, but I'm very careful. But I do know someone that dropped their phone in a portalette.
Oh,
no.
And I think that is like the ultimate fear.
That's a goner.
No.
Yeah,
my question
was gone.
Is, why do you have the phone out in the bathroom
what
to
else
begin
gonna,
with?
What else are you going to do, Casey? You're just sitting there, standing there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I think they were, the person that I know, I think they were drunk and maybe texting somebody.
Seems about right.
Hope nobody was taking selfies. I mean, I can understand the sitting there part of this conversation, but the standing there, really?
Well, it's an
that
art.
Should be a quick process.
Well, it's an art. It's like, can you do it with one or no hands? Look, Ma, no hands.
Oh, well, and that's when it falls in the toilet. If you'd like to read the other ways that Hoosiers break their phones, just head over to WIBC.com.
Kevin, real quick, let's skip ahead to the phone call we got labeled as the Simpsons, because we have somebody who is not, again, they're not listening closely to the show, and so we got to point out the rules of calling the voicemail.
Okay,
take a listen.
See, this is why I don't listen to your show. The fact that you didn't even mention the Simpsons, longevity, cultural impact, and awards, come on now, seriously. Anything that has Phil Hartman, come on now. But I'll be listening just to hear this.
I always love that. I got that on Twitter earlier today. I don't listen anymore. It's exhausting. The people who say they don't listen are the people who usually listen the most. So thank you for listening. If you weren't listening, you wouldn't have known to call. So again, thank you for listening.
And he knew the phone number to call,
yes,
too.
Yes, absolutely. And we mentioned The Simpsons like 93 times. And we said the problem with The Simpsons is after about year 8, it's complete trash.
I do agree with him that Phil Hartman's pretty good.
Phil Hartman's great.
Yeah.
But just remember, if you're going to tell me you don't listen, I'm going to laugh at you because you listen a lot. we got a special guest coming up. His name is J. Philip Clay. He's got a great piece out about people being upset about police violence against black people, but not being upset about black-on-black violence.
All right. That's on the way from 93 WIBC.